I'm thankful that there's one who knows better than we do what we need in life. He knows when we need the hills, and he knows when we need the valleys, and the Lord's able to work all things for our good, and I'm thankful for that. I appreciate your prayers this afternoon. The Lord would bless his word. It only comes through his spirit. Realize today in need of it. I have a word that's been on my mind. I'd like for us to begin in Isaiah 43. The word is fireproof. Isaiah 43 and 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia, and Saba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. Thinking about this promise that the Lord gave unto his people, to those that would follow after him and to those that would call upon his name and put their trust in him, notice that he didn't say, as seems to be the tenor many times of a prosperity gospel today, that when the Lord blesses you, your road's gonna be straight and it's gonna be flat and life's gonna be easy and prosperity and wealth will be coming your way. The Lord didn't promise that. The Lord didn't say whenever you see the flame around everybody else, you're gonna walk right through the midst of an easy life. But he said, whenever you walk through it, not if, but whenever the time comes that it's your time to walk through the fire, there's a promise for you. The promise isn't to always keep you out of the fire. It's not to always avoid. And the Lord has a way, I believe, of keeping us from things. But the Lord, perhaps the even greater promise than that, is that whenever the Lord allows us to go through the fire, through the flame, through the waters, they won't overflow. But thinking today of the word fireproof, there are some jobs and occupations that you don't want to wear a highly combustible suit of clothing or something that just a little spark will catch and it'll go up like that. I've read just recently that said that if you look at the amount of time it takes a house to go up in flames today, it's significantly less than what it took a generation or two ago. With the materials that are being used today and synthetics and things like that, it doesn't take nearly as long for those things to combust and burn. And they say today on average you have, I don't remember the exact number, but a very few number of minutes to be able to get out of the house safely because things combust so easily. If you're a firefighter, you don't want to wear something that combusts easily. If you're in a high-risk operation, as OSHA might consider it, and around sparks, or you're working perhaps in a forgery where you're dealing with molten metal and things like that, you don't want to wear something that's going to easily combust. You need to be able to be equipped and suited as a protection for the things and the elements that you might have to encounter and to face. Firefighter, if you're going to go into the flames, you have to be able to be equipped, knowing that you too are susceptible to those elements. The Lord knows. Job said he knows the way that I take. The Lord knows the way of our lives, and he knows the things that he'll call us to pass through. And there's a promise that accompanies every flame and fiery place that we might go through. He said the flame, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. fireproof. You know, we have evidence of it we can read about. Know the story well. Story of Daniel, or rather the friends of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Don't think we need to read the whole story, but a good few of the verses in Daniel chapter 3. Whenever the king commanded the setting up of the idol, and he commanded all people to kneel down, to bow, and to worship that image, the report came back to him that there were three men who failed to obey that, failed to follow suit. Nebuchadnezzar, verse 13 of Daniel 3, and his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that ye do not serve my gods nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, etc., ye fall down, then it'll be well. I'll give you another chance here." Although he was furious, he gave them the opportunity. But they answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and his form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind them and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men who were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and other garments, and were cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. I'm so thankful that that's not the end of the story because of God. These Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, "Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said unto the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. They have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Whenever he called them out, they came out and walked out of the fire, as said, upon whose bodies the fire had no power. Nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed upon them. That same fire that was so hot that the very heat wave from it burned the men that threw these men into it. Yet there was a difference. The difference was not in the fire. The difference was not in the heat of the flame. But the difference was in the quality of the men that were facing the flame. It was in the God that they served. It was in the one that they put their trust in, is what made the difference between these different groups of men. That whenever they went into the heat of it, fire, we know it's not natural. You're going to at least smell like it. Your eyebrows will be singed, but there was no trace of it. The flame, as the Lord promised there in Isaiah, did not kindle upon them. These men were fireproof in the midst of their flame, in the midst of their fire. Their form wasn't changed. But do you know that fireproofing quality? They had been building that before they ever got into the flame. There was something about their answer that they gave the king beforehand that I believe is important for us to have fixed and settled in our minds as well. Do we want to be fireproof? Do we want to have, in the midst of our generation and the tests and the trials that we're going to face in our life and in our time, do we want to be able to have something that'll stand? Something that will endure the heat of the flame? Now's the time for me to get it fixed and settled in my heart. Lord, whatever happens, whatever comes out of this, for one, I am confident that you are able. in all of our approach unto the Lord, we should be confident in who the Lord is, confident in what He's able to do. Lord, I'm coming to You and asking this of You, fully persuaded that You're able to perform this. But Lord, if You don't, that doesn't change it. If I face the fire, that doesn't change my determination and my decision. They had it settled, didn't they? Whenever they stood for the Lord stood for them. And the Lord stood right there with them. What an experience that would have been. But you know, they didn't know of a certainty going into it that they wouldn't be burned. They knew that God was able. And they were committed even if it was fireproof. Whenever you have valuables and things that you really want to protect, Jesus told us not to lay up for ourselves treasures on earth. And He spoke about those things that would corrupt, those things that would be able to destroy the valuables. Fire is one of those things in life that destroys, can wipe out everything that a person possesses, everything that a person has, can wipe it out. The memories, the valuables, those things that are most special and precious can, in a moment, in a few minutes, can wipe it out. Well, you can buy fire-resistant, perhaps even fireproof boxes that you put these things in, that you put that which is most valuable to you in this box, so that if the fire does come, if it does ravage the house and everything that's around you, whenever the smoke all clears and whenever the flames die down, you'll be able to go in and look and find that box and open it up, and the valuables are still there intact. Folks, the Lord has given us something so valuable and so precious. My soul is continually in My hand. And the Lord wants us to be able to have an experience with Him that's fireproof. He wants us to be able to have a faith in Him that is fireproof. He wants us to be able to have relationships and marriages that are fireproof. Whenever we face the fire, that I can go through it and I've not lost on the other side of it that which is most valuable. 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. First Corinthians 3 and verse 10 says, "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." The line of work that I'm in, as many of you know, building jet engines, our company, those engines operate. The internal components of those engines, the combustor, etc., it can operate at over 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That's pretty hot, 3,000 degrees. You compare that to your oven, you might bake at 350 or 400 degrees, 3,000 degrees. And if you are familiar with the melting point of metals, that's higher than the melting point of most metals. Well, these engines are made out of metal, largely. So how is that going to work? You make a part out of a metal, and you design it to operate at a heat that's greater than what that metal can withstand. But it does it, and it works. There's certain fireproofing, if we can put it that way, that they do in the design of it. They design a coating or a barrier around those parts that are susceptible to design it to be able to withstand those kind of heats and those kind of temperatures that it's experiencing. You know, none of us are really any match against the fire. None of us in and of ourselves are equipped of our own quality or our own ability that I can withstand the test and the fire that's going to come my way. But yet the Lord knows our frame. He knows our weakness. He knows our vulnerability and our susceptibility. And the Lord is able to fireproof us. The Lord is able to take that which otherwise would melt in the very face of pressure and temperature, would just melt and turn into liquid before it. We heard about being stable this morning, having a stability and a strength through our trials. Oh, Lord, help us to be able to operate under high temperature. Lord, help us to be able to operate whenever the heat is turned on. Because it's one thing for us to draw up a design or to talk about the theory of operation and put it down on paper. And it can look so good when I talk about it and I draw it out and I design it. But do you want to fly on a plane that's powered by engines that are only drawn out on paper? Somebody had an idea and said, you know, I think this would probably work. There's a high degree of testing that's involved. We've got an idea. We've got a theory. We think this thing will work, but it's not flight worthy yet. It's not ready to be trusted yet. It's got to be tested. We've got to put it through its paces. We're going to have to, and in the testing process of the engines, it's heated beyond the normal point of operation, and it's stressed beyond what normal flight would stress that engine, because I want to know, is it going to crumble under pressure? Is it going to come apart, or is it going to withstand and still be operating whenever it gets to the other side? Is it going to be able to arrive at its destination? Lord, help us to be able to have something on hand that'll withstand the pressures and the heat that the Lord allows us to go through in our lives. We can go through those things and utterly melt in the face of it. Or with the Lord's help, the fireproofing quality and power of His presence and His Spirit to be able to go through it and withstand not being deformed or conformed or changed or altered in my faith and my convictions and my belief and my love for the Lord. Fireproof. Theory is one thing, having it on paper or having it in our minds is one thing. But the Lord, the scripture says here, every man's work shall be made manifest. Doesn't sound like any of us will be exempt. Our work is going to be made manifest. Of what quality it is, of what materials that I'm building in my life. So what am I building with? What are you building with? Is it wood, hay, stubble? That maybe whenever everything is calm and peaceful, the song says, you talk of faith when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. Oh, but the talk comes so easy when you're up there on the mountain. But then things change and you're down in the valley. That's when faith is really put to the test. That's when we'll be able to truly put it to the test and we can prove by the Lord's help, that it works. It says, whatever material, however we build on this foundation, it shall be tried. You know, if you read on down, it says, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. You know, the Lord's the trials that the Lord sends our way, you heard some about again this morning. The trials the Lord sends our way are for a reason. They're for a purpose. It's to accomplish something for us. It's not just in vain. It's not just for no reason or cause. But there's something that the Lord wants to accomplish in it for us. And if we allow the burning, if we allow the fire to accomplish what the Lord wants to accomplish in our lives, you know, there can be things in our lives that I may not realize of what quality it is. I may not realize of what nature it is. Jesus told the disciples, you don't even know what manner of spirit you're of here. You don't even realize what you're being motivated by here. Let's turn the fire up a little bit. You know, the fire has a way of burning the wood, the hay, the stubble. And if I'll allow the burning of the Lord, if I'll allow that to work in my life, in this time, what the Lord wants for it to work, it'll be to my salvation. It'll be to the saving of my life and of my soul, for me to be able to realize, Lord, there's something there that started smoldering. Lord, there's something there. It all looked fine. The wood, the hay, the stubble was working fine. But Lord, the wind started blowing, or the heat started picking up, and it started smoldering, and I realize it's not enough. I need to build with some better quality. It's far better for the materials to be tested in the fire now than to be tested in that awful day and to be found wanting. Fire will make the distinction. You can take something and paint it to look like gold, put it in the fire, and the gold will be refined, but the wood will be burned up and reduced to ashes and rubble. May the Lord help us to have and to build in our lives that which is authentic, that which is of the Lord, that is of value, that is of worth, because the enemy would want me to settle with a cheap substitute. Whenever I'm in a building project, I want to do it well, but I also have this part of me that wants to pinch every penny that I can. There are inferior materials that you can use. But whenever it comes to my soul, I don't want to accept any substitutes. I don't want to accept something that maybe I can build the house and it looks like it's standing all right. And then the fire comes. And I wonder why it's reduced to rubble. I wonder why I don't have its, it didn't last, it didn't hold, it didn't withstand the heat. The Lord wants us to build and to put into our lives those things that'll be fireproof. You know, His Word, His Spirit is like a fire. It's like a consuming fire that He wants to work in our lives. One of the places that I worked, we did a lot of soldering, and I learned there how to solder, and looking at some of the equipment that they have solder pots with the solder there in the pot. You turn it off and it crystallizes and hardens at room temperature, and you look and it's just a very dull, lackluster gray and kind of dirty looking, but you turn the heat on and then just a little while of the heat being applied to it, you can look into it. Sometimes there will be a little skim on the top of it. You brush that off and you can look down and it's just like a perfect mirror. Beautiful, clear silver. The Lord, whenever He sends the heat and the fire, the Lord wants to accomplish something for us. The Lord wants to accomplish something that doesn't reduce us to rubble. But He wants us to build of our lives something that when the heat is turned up, it only increases the value and increases the worth of what we're building our lives on. And think of that will be burned. Man's works, man's ideas, man's religion, it's not going to withstand. My own works and my own theory and hypocrisy, that's not going to stand whenever the heat is turned up high enough. Whenever the battle gets severe enough and the fire, the flames get hot enough, it's not going to be enough what I think of what you think about me. I'm going to need something on hand. I'm going to have something then of a fireproof quality within my life to be able to withstand it. Scripture says in 1 John, all that is in the world, speaking of the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, he said all that's in the world will pass away. What are we putting into our lives? Combustible material of the world that's combustible and that's going to pass away, burn away? Or am I putting that is eternal, that that'll withstand the testing here in this life and will withstand the judgment shock? May the Lord help us that we put our affection on things above and build our lives on that. I'd like to look at 1 Peter. 1 Peter, the first chapter. First Peter 1 and 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. There's a value in it, much more precious than of gold that perishes, that whenever our faith be tried, what is it that I have on hand? I can have an opinion of myself and what I have on hand. I can have an idea that I'm pretty close to the Lord. I can have an idea that I'm pretty patient. I can have an idea that I've got some wisdom. The Lord has a way of testing that. The Lord has a way, if we'll submit ourselves to it, of sending the heat to prove what it is that I really have on hand. To prove and to try, does it start smoldering and smoking, or does it withstand that heat and the pressure? There is a value in, that the Lord places upon those places that He wants to take us through. Remember, whenever the hurricane went through New Orleans back in 2005 maybe, I remember the news reporters and all were standing by and watching, and the officials and everyone wondering, are the levees going to withstand? Remember that? The water was rising and the storm surge was coming in, and everybody was tense. Knowing that there were some weaknesses, there were some places in the levees that weren't sure if they were going to withstand, and they would watch, and as the winds were coming and the water and the storm surge was surging into the city against those levees, they were watching. Is it going to stand? Now wasn't the time for them to go. They could go try to drop some reinforcement on it, but in the middle of a hurricane's really not the time to get a helicopter up in the air. It's really not the time to try to be reinforced in the levees. The time to do that is before the hurricane ever comes. That's the time to make sure the levees can withstand what's going to come at it. To make sure that it's prepared. Well, you don't need a levee when the sun's shining. You don't need a levee whenever everything's going well. But it's in preparation for that time that once every 10-year hurricane hits. And it's at that time that really all they could do was stand back and watch. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen now. Is it going to withstand or is it not? You know, I wonder sometimes the Lord looking down upon us and our trials and seeing a little bit of a glimpse of the conversation that the Lord had with Satan about Job. I wonder sometimes if He's looking down and saying, well, here comes the flood. Is He going to stand? Is He going to make it? Is He still holding up? Is there a breach in the levee yet? The fire is starting to kindle. What does He have on hand? Is He still standing there? Remember the birth of our national anthem, born out of similar circumstances. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, after a long night of shelling and bombing and wondering, is it still there? Is it still there? No reinforcements in the middle of the night or trying to fortify the bulwarks and all of that. Whatever you had on hand at the time the shelling began, it was what was going to stand and be tested by the shelling of the night. To be able to see by the dawn's early light, the flying of the flag, still there. A little bit battered, maybe torn in a few places, but I'm still there. And folks, the Lord wants us to be able to have an experience. Not only does He want, but He's given and paid the ultimate price that we can have an experience that will withstand what the enemy brings our way. Whenever the enemy comes in like a flood, folks, the Spirit of the Lord wants to be a levee to us. He wants to be something to us that doesn't have to breach. It doesn't have to, by the work of men's hands, eventually under pressure, fail and falter. But the Lord wants to be to us something that is of an enduring substance, that we put into our lives those things of faith and of hope and of patience. Isn't that what the Scripture says? That the trying of our faith, would work in our lives. The Lord wants it to accomplish something. He's not looking for destruction. He's not looking to try to destroy us, but to destroy those works of the flesh, perhaps, that He knows wouldn't stand before His holy presence. The Lord wants us to be able to have, and I can almost imagine Him looking in Jesus, our great intercessor, watching and making intercession for us. Is He going to make it? Do they have on hand what it's going to take? The Hebrew men there, call them Hebrew boys, I think they earned the title of men. They withstood. They had something that was fireproof. They had something when they went in that was not of their own doing or their own workings, but by faith and trust in one who was able. How did He do it? I don't know. I don't know how He did it, but He's able, and He's able with every one of us to fireproof us. He may not choose to put the flames out immediately, but He has a way of keeping us right in the midst of the flames. He has a way of preserving us, and it's not, think of the stories of so many martyrs who have gone before us. It's not about promising there that the flame is never going to harm your body. It's about more than that. It's the interest that He has in our soul. Don't fear what man can do to your body. That's not what our concern is here. The Lord's able to put out the flames, but don't worry. Let that not be the focus of your life and of your concern. But instead, worry about what can happen to this man, to the inner man. Worry about that and put your focus. Fear the one who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So it's not about the heat of the flames literally, but it is for me to say, Lord, help me to be able to have a substance to my salvation, a substance to my experience with the Lord, founded and grounded on something that's lasting and enduring. That whenever the flame comes, it's not made out of plastic that maybe is painted over to look like metal and all of a sudden it starts to melt and the whole thing collapses. But I want to be able to have something that I'm building my life and my faith and my hope, my family, my marriage, and the hopes of my eternal life upon, that'll stand. Whenever the fire ravages through, there can still be something that's standing there. You've seen sometimes the remnants of the fire that have passed through, and there might be only one thing standing, a stone chimney. But it's made out of stone. It's made out of something that's fireproof. Everything else is gone. So will be in our lives. If anything of lesser quality or of my own doing, my own working, that's a cheap substitute or that's not tried by fire, the Lord wants me to be able to have something that'll endure. The fires are going to come. The fires are going to try to ravage our experience from time to time, but the Lord has one for us that'll be able to withstand and be fireproof in that day. You pray for me.